This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. It's Friday, and that means time to play Silicon Tally, the game where I and a worthy adversary try and stump each other with numbers from the week's tech news. Today, my guest is Jonathan Strickland, host of the Tech Stuff podcast from HowStuffWorks.com. How you doing, Jonathan?
I'm really thrilled to be here.
Oh, well, I'm glad to hear it. Are you ready to play Silicon Tally?
I am. If there's one thing I'm good at, it's tech news.
I'll start. I got a number for you. $27.
I'm going to say that's my dream cell phone bill.
An excellent answer. It is also my dream cell phone bill, but it's actually how much a Norwegian man spent on 5,000 bitcoins in 2009. Now they are worth almost $900,000.
Digital mining, it's the way of the future.
So you got a number for me? Hit me.
27602.
Is that the number of lines of code the government is writing every minute in order to fix healthcare.gov?
It is the California code that defines it is illegal to drive with a television screen active. And that's what Cecilia Abadi was pulled over for in San Diego when she was wearing Google Glass behind the wheel of a car.
All right, I got another number for you. 3 friends.
How many people I lose on average on Twitter?
Another excellent guest, but this week Google announced an offer to let Google Glass Explorers invite up to 3 friends to buy glass.
As someone who is a Google Glass owner, I'm pretty sure I would lose 3 friends if I gave them the opportunity to spend $1,500.
All right, so you got another number for me?
4 stories.
Is what some poor blogger has to write on BuzzFeed by 11 a.m. every day.
I was looking for the height of the Google mystery barge in San Francisco Bay. Supposedly, it could be either a floating data center or a floating store for Google Glass. No joke.
Jonathan Strickland is the host of the Tech Stuff podcast. Thank you so much.
Thank you.